game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It's December 13th, 2016. Slim, how's your weekend? How'd things go?
You know, I didn't tear my ACL like some professional quarterbacks, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, boo. Man, that was awful. The Dolphins were doing so good.
I mean, you know, comparatively speaking.
They were doing good. They were going to make the playoffs, weren't they?
I mean, they had a chance.
Yeah, that one is brutal. There's nothing like losing your starting quarterback in the NFL these days. At least the Panthers did good. I went to the Panthers game. Got to see a win there. Went to the weirdest wedding I've ever been to over the weekend, which was fun.
Okay.
It's a busy
what's the temperature like up there?
It warmed up today. Over the week, yeah. During the game, it was like 45 degrees.
Okay.
all of our Canadian listeners that love their Raptors were like, oh my god, this pansy. But then Slim and all the Florida listeners were like, oh my god, that's terrible.
It's like mid-80s today.
Oh my god, mid-80s in the middle of December.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish, man. Did you play golf today?
I hit some balls around, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good day for it. I have been on nonstop this week. I'm doing the baseball podcast with Gray right after this. Never end, Slim, but I love it. Keeps me live. Keeps him going. Keeps the blood pumping.
Oh, there's never a dull moment in fantasy sports. It's just one after the other.
Yeah, except for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope did get a DMP on Sunday, which was very disappointing.
All right, guess you got to go back to smoking crack. One or the other, I guess it's you got to go back to it.
Oh man, oh, I like my teeth though. Oh, I guess that's meth. I don't know. Yeah. Other people would know that. But anyway, on today's show, we're gonna go over the big news and notes, including some big names returning from injuries over the weekend. But one of them might not be back for long. We'll see. Play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid with another fresh game show theme music, I hope. Are you singing this one?
I don't think there's words, so, you know, I just gotta use the synthesizer, probably.
And then we're going to wrap today's show with a look at tonight's games and our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to drop Nerlens Noel in a 12-team
game? What are you looking at? Probably a good week or so for the ankle, at least.
And he might have gotten DMPs anyway behind Okafor and Embiid. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them are playing power forward yet. I know they kept saying they want to play Embiid next to Okafor, but I mean, it's possible.
I'm just saying they've constantly said that they're all viewed as centers, and yeah, I mean I haven't seen a timetable on the ankle. They're not playing until tomorrow against the Raptors, so some good time off. But they're gonna obviously give him kid's gloves.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's that he's gonna have 12 or value with just the amount of minutes he's gonna be looking at.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I could see a bunch of teams in RCLs, they just stashed him on IL because he's someone that's injured that could be okay. But if he's back and they don't give it to him again with the ankle thing, you let him go, I think.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're just desperate for production.
I mean,
I mean, we're talking 12ers, right? Deeper leagues, you kind of have to.
Oh, but yeah. Only deepers. Noel or Nogueira, short term.
How short are we talking? Because if Noel gets traded to somebody, it could be huge.
Huge.
You know, for the next couple of weeks, I'll go with Noogie. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Eggnog. It's pronounced eggnog.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, he's going to be seasonal, isn't he?
He might be seasonal because it might turn sour by the time it gets to January.
Yeah, but I expect about that many minutes out of Noel, so why not take the healthy one?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, you can't own no eggnog and Henson and all these like bottom end guys. You know, someone's got to go. Someone's got to go.
Yeah, you can really only go with one.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I picked an inopportune time to sip my water.
Keep going.
No. That's why I was slow. You can probably hear the ice moving around. It was not a margarita. No, those are usually like ice blended in. Crown and Coke. That's what my button is. I should have said that probably. I haven't had a Crown and Coke in forever. I'll just drink it straight. I love when I made that. Everyone was like, why are you going to sully your Crown with a Coke? And I'm like, am I really going to take whatever donation you give me and somehow immediately turn that into one Crown and Coke somehow? Come on.
Well, I mean, hopefully that's an expensive Crown and Coke, but, you know.
It would be, yeah. Well, I take it to pay for my NBA league pass to write about basketball. There you go. That's what it's for. Also coming back from injury, D'Angelo Barksdale from The Wire. You don't even get that because you never finished watching The Wire or really watched it.
I started watching The Wire. That's one of them that's on my list someday. How many seasons you got?
I think 5.
Okay.
And they're shorter seasons. They're not like 20. You know, they're like good, tight, compact 14-episode seasons, I think.
All right. I mean, as for Russell, you just kind of hold off. I mean, there's nothing you can really do with it. Yeah. You're certainly not selling them right now.
3 points, no rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 17 pretty lackluster minutes. Shot 1 of 8 with 4 turnovers. That's not good.
Sure, yeah, that's bad. I mean, the 3 turnovers per game, he has 17 minutes. That's the thing, though. He's only getting 26 before the injury, or 27 maybe, but about that, before the injury.
Yeah.
It's hard to really trust he's going to break out for a good 30-plus minute per game.
That's
kind of what's been annoying about Walton. Is he's really mixing it up with the playing time.
He's mixing up everyone. You see Luol Deng? He's actually playing like he's usable in the REL for me finally. Yay!
No minutes out of nowhere.
I know! I needed his steals so bad at the last minute. And he got 2 steals on Sunday night. It was great. Now, Russell does play again tonight against the Kings, which will be when you've already listened to this, so hopefully he picked it back up. Would you rather own D'Angelo Russell or Collison rest of the season?
Oh, Collison.
Yeah, I gotta go deeper.
I trust that role. There's a little bit of risk that they blow it up and make a trade because he is on the last year of his contract.
Yes.
But, you know, there's no reason to. It's a nice cheap contract for him to play out.
Russell or Ricky Rubio rest of the season?
Yeah, that's closer. I'm probably taking Russell for the upside.
Okay. Russell or Tim Frazier? Rest of season.
Rest of season? How many games per week is Drew going to miss?
I don't know, but he didn't miss the last one. That was ridiculous. Slim, ridiculous. I dropped him in leagues. This is very, very frustrating.
I don't think it's going to be consistent.
I don't think so either, but in case you missed it, he goes over the weekend on Saturday. He gets 20 points, 1 rebound, 11 assists. That was a non-true game and a blowout at the Clippers. Then they beat the Suns Sunday night by 1 point in overtime, and he gets his first career triple-double on an amazing line. 14 points, 11 boards, 11 assists, 5 steals, 1 block, 6 of 7 from the stripe. Only 1 turnover. Played all the minutes that he'll played 13 minutes, I think. They played Drew and Frazier, like, the whole game.
Yeah, and Etuane was back, right?
Yeah, he played just, like, 18 minutes off the bench, I think. Here, I'll pull it up. Yeah,
I got it. The only one I'm worried about now is, you know, you keep telling me that Tyreek's going to be back eventually.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be back. I don't know if he's going to be good. I mean, you were writing him off as, like, you can't even stash him in an IL spot.
I just don't trust it. If I have 2 options, he's the second option.
I know. You just went, like, really harsh on him. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't own him in a 12er without an IL spot. Not even close. But I think he'll do something at some point.
Yeah, right. I cannot argue with that.
No, there's some analysis right there.
Now, how long will he do that for is the big question.
Some period of time.
Yeah, only 3 assists for Drew in that game. 18 shots for Drew.
Tim Frazier was doing the facilitating.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, I don't know. Someone dropped him in one of my leagues and I picked him up.
Yeah,
so.
I immediately, either Sunday night or this morning, writing the daily notes, went through all my leagues. Because I've seen him dropped in a bunch of leagues. But I guess he was scooped back up by people not worried about the role. And they were right on this one. Random tangent. Why is Cheek Diallo interesting?
Cheeky?
Is it Cheeky?
You had something for him. What was your...
Oh, Sweet Cheeks. Sweet Cheeks.
Sweet Cheeks? Aw. He does look kind of like a Sweet Cheeks. Kinda
yeah,
happy.
That's a great name. I actually Googled it with in quotes, Sweet Cheeks, with it spelled like his name to be sure no one else has done it. And yeah. That's a Razzball trademark right there.
You check all your hashtags.
No, I don't always, but I did put in a comment trademark Razzball, and then I was like, wait a minute, let's be sure no one else said this before.
Oh, it's already been trademarked.
He's
a guy that was coming in. Where did he get drafted? Very beginning of the second round.
Yeah.
So you're 20 years old. Played what? 1 year maybe? Yeah, 1 year at Kansas. Didn't start at Kansas, played 7 minutes a game. Yeah, not much to see there. But I played a game in the summer league. No, he's got 9 games in the... Oh, my computer just... Settle down. Settle down, buddy. Okay, there we go. 9 games, 23 minutes. He's got 12-6 with 2 blocks a game.
Oh, that's pretty
and,
good.
And 73% from the free throw stripe, so he's not killing you there. He's got kind of your prototypical big man upside. He just hasn't had the minutes to really showcase what he can do yet.
Yeah, I mean, he had the extended run in that blowout on Saturday against the Clippers. It was his first really any sort of meaningful minutes, even though it wasn't jump time. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, no blocks in 31 minutes, 8 of 15 from the floor.
Oh, here's your 5 summer league games. 29 minutes, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 2.2 blocks. 1 of 2 from downtown, 70% free throws. You know, as a 20-year-old and a team that's not very good, yeah, I think there's something there.
Interesting. Is he owned in REL? I'm sure he is if there's people.
He was drafted. This is a pretty high second round pick.
Okay.
Little undersized, 6'9", 220 is what he's listed as, so he's probably more the power forward to Browse center.
Pretty high second-round pick isn't exactly teeming with praise for NBA potential.
No, but, you know, you're talking about your Middletons, stuff like that.
True.
And they always seem to come – there's a couple of them, actually. You know, Josh Richardson was a high second-round pick.
Draymond Green!
There you go.
That's always the one, yeah. I do want to note that any sort of short-term, Ajinsa and Ashik are both signed. I mean, Ashik played only 4 minutes in this last one, and he's terrible. I'm not saying they're good, but they have centers signed that they're going to try to play at some point.
Yeah, this was always meant to be a project, I think. I don't think they meant for him to be able to jump in and play right now.
Yeah, well...
There's not much you can do for it this year.
All right. Well, I just wanted your take there. I haven't seen him play. I haven't seen any live action of him this year, or really ever, I don't think. I remember the name doing draft analysis stuff, but yeah. If I did want to see Sweet Cheeks play live, Slim, where would I get my tickets? You know the answer.
Oh, I do know the answer.
The answer is, of course, SeatGeek. With the NBA season back, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. Got my Panthers tickets. Did we get those on SeatGeek? We got them so long ago. To be honest, if we tried to sell them, and yeah, we couldn't sell them. I think we actually did those on Ticketmaster, and they didn't sell. So there you go, Ticketmaster. I would have done it all on SeatGeek, but the wife was in control of that. That's all I'll say there. But they would have sold on SeatGeek because SeatGeek is better, I think. Did I ruin this promo, Slim?
No, it's all good. As long as, you know, your wifey doesn't listen, you're all good.
Well, it's confusing because we got the ones that were like the actual tickets. We did price compare on SeatGeek, but like I don't think SeatGeek does the paper tickets. I don't know. I probably need to talk some more with SeatGeek. But anyway, the other Panthers game that we went to, we definitely got SeatGeek tickets for the Vikings game. I remember that. So anyway, the SeatGeek app is the easiest way to shop for tickets online. You always get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you. Depending on where you shop, the prices are all over the place. You know, it's crazy out there. But SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And best of all, unlike those awful other sites like Ticketmaster where you get the physical tickets and you have the worst time trying to sell them back, SeatGeek gives you $23. No one else is going to do that. So download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZZMBA. One word, RAZZMBA, and you'll get $23 after your first ticket purchase. It's not store credit, they're just going to give you $20. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZMBA today. So Slim, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did I derail that promotion?
Derail? So a 10 would be like full-on multi-car collision.
A 10 would be SeatGeek calls us and tells everyone to boycott this podcast forever.
Oh, no. I think we're doing all right.
All right. Well, yeah, I kind of went all over the place there. But you know what's more fun than getting stuff wrong, or less fun, I should say, is editing podcasts. It's more fun just to hit roll, see what happens, you know?
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I love those hard cuts too, though.
That hard cut was really funny. You were just in the middle of like, oh, good times. Okay, to bad times. Victor Oladipo. I don't know if you saw the highlight, but he went up to try to block, I think, a Linick like pump faked, and he kind of like got his leg caught on his arm and flipped over and landed on his butt. And was down on the court for like 4 minutes. It was crazy. I had no idea what happened. I thought concussion, broke his tailbone. Turns out he has a sprained wrist, and that's it.
Yeah, and they gave him a concussion test immediately after it happened, and he passed it. So that's you know, he had those two concussions last year, so that leaves you a pause. But, I mean, wrist injuries, it's so hard to say. Winslow, he's still out. How long has he been out now with a wrist?
Yeah, that was supposed to be like a few games, it seemed like, and then it just progressed. Jared Bayless, wrist injury, you know, was thought to be back quickly, and then it lingered all preseason, and he came back a couple games, and it flared up again. Wrists are bad.
Potentially.
Yeah, so keep your eye on that. Any sort of 12-er impact on anyone?
Yeah, maybe Morrow gets a few more shots.
Becomes,
I guess,
a good Thragnoff, like maybe Jamal Crawford, but more threes.
No, Roberson's minutes have to be written in stone.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he plays a bit more at the two, and you know, a couple more for Grant.
Grant barely played in the last game. That was very, very frustrating. And my tight REL matchup, seeing Grant barely play was frustrating.
Yeah, that's the tough part about them 15-minute-per-game guys.
Yeah.
They can go to five.
I mean, he still got on the floor, and he had a big rebound and a big dunk towards the end. Yeah, 6 minutes. I mean, at least he was out there in the pivotal last part. I guess it was just kind of a matchup thing. But I picked him up in REL, Samaj Christian. I mean, he's okay for I can't recommend him for anything but, like, 20-team leagues.
I'm pretty sure that's Chris Tunn.
Well, they also say Samaje when they announce games.
Hey, I didn't know. I don't see those accents.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know. Anyway. He
isn't that like a 90s R&B singer?
Samaje?
Oh, that's Soleil, isn't it?
I have no idea. but I mean, he looks decent, and he got some run down the stretch with alongside Westbrook with no Depot, but
yeah, he should get a couple of more.
Yeah. All right, Slim, we've been texting back and forth on this for several days now. Let's just air our laundry to everyone. You are in a relationship with Dwight Powell. He treats you oh so nice.
It was kind of forced on me, but yeah, okay.
It was forced on you. I did trade him to you in REL, and now you're in love with him. He's my ex-boyfriend that I just gave to you, and you were going full rebound, and now you're in love with him. You can't let him go, and you're going to get married.
He's such a metrics whore, but in a good way, you know?
He is a metrics whore. He's great for deep leagues, but wasn't our conversation that we like hung up on that he's like a must hold in 12ers?
Right. This all comes down to 12ers. I never said he was must own. I'm sure I said he was a good gamble.
Someone, where's the Razzball historian?
I mean, as a non-starter, there's no way I went on a limb and said must own.
Oh, I could have sworn you said he's a must own in 12ers.
Now, in the past, you know, the metrics have loved him. He's top 75 both the past 2 weeks and the past week. So, you know, it's two good percents and low turnovers kind of help that.
Do those same metrics, we need to get a mathematician. Because his field, yeah, the percents are good, but the volume's really low on both accounts.
I don't know what kind of, formula they're using.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, what he's doing is, you know, almost exactly like we had him at, 170-ish in the preseason?
Mm-hmm.
In 26 minutes. And that's basically what he's doing right now. And the stats are almost identical, you know, the past 14 days or so. I mean, it's hard to be like, yeah, he's so good in a 12er when he's, 11, 6, 1.5, 1.5 a block. But, if he can shoot 60%, 84 for free throws and, 0.6 turnovers in the past 2 weeks, it's so helpful. I don't know. I don't love it. If it's only kind of need-based.
I'd love to see what his defensive ratings come out. Now, given we kind of talked about this, that he just had lapses and was getting destroyed by the Kings. A lot of it was Cousins. That's a tough matchup for him. But I'd love to see some defensive metrics on his game. I'm not very well-versed in defensive stats beyond our silly.
I mean, the best thing that I think he has going for him is that right now these 26-ish minutes are basically his floor with Bogut out. I mean, Bogut might come back, although, Bogut's, I can't imagine they go back to 30-plus minutes for him.
Now, you're saying 26 minutes is the floor as in the average for the next bit, not per game. You're not saying he's going to get 26 minutes every single game. You think some 30s and some 24s, right?
The ones that he's under 26 in the past five, since Bogut went down, both are a bit fluky. The 21-minute game was foul trouble. In the 25-minute game, the one he missed by 1 minute, Hammonds played 11 minutes in that game. So that was blowout from basically opening tip.
But that's what every Mavericks game is.
Not everyone. Not blowout that late.
I know.
I mean, he got 32 against Charlotte. Yeah, there's just it's an upside thing. He's doing this with almost zero usage. If the usage goes up, the numbers are going to be phenomenal.
I can't disagree with that, but I disagree. It's an upside thing. He's like a safe thing.
At his floor, which I think is where he's at right now.
You think he's at his floor right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
About 10-6 with, one steal and a half a block.
The only way I see upside coming is, yes, the usage, which could happen, and yes, the threes, which also could happen.
Yeah, I don't bet on that.
They're not betting.
So much at center nowadays. I don't think they want that.
I don't know if he's
never proved he can do it with any kind of decent percentage.
My issue is I just don't think he's a center.
I mean, he bulked up. That's what he's going for.
Just seeing him out there, I don't think he's a center.
He's definitely small ball. He's like, he looks a little bit lanky, but he's more of a Draymond Green type of center.
I guess that's true, and they do move Draymond to center a lot.
Mavs are playing like ridiculous amounts of small ball.
True,
as much as they can.
But I think they want to keep playing. Dorian Finney-Smith has played 30 plus minutes the past couple games at small
ball. Yeah, he's their power forward.
I know, but I mean that just
shows how small they're playing.
I know, but I mean what that says to me is they don't want to play Dwight Powell as a power forward, and I don't think he's going to be good as a center.
Good. There's so many things that he can do that opposing bigs are going to have problems with. He runs the floor really well.
True.
And if they're going to really push the pace, he's going to just, you know, run these guys out of the building.
Okay, let me put it this way. I think he's a good matchup center. He'll be good against roughly half the league, and the other half of the league, they're going to have to either play someone else or... I don't think he's a set it and forget it 30 minute per game center in the NBA.
Nope.
Ever.
Ever? Guys can get bigger. I don't know.
Probably not, but yeah, that's what I would say.
He doesn't have the you know, he's not small. You know, he's not undersized. He's just, you know, underweight.
I just think he's a power forward. That's the issue.
He should be, but, you know, they're playing so small. Like, I think they only play power forwards that shoot threes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's not doing it, so he can't play there. They just don't let him.
But he's done it in the summer league. It's so frustrating.
I know. And his 15 to 20 foot jumper is, you know, that looks great.
Oh, no disagreement. I always thought that he was going to be the Dirk heir apparent. And then Dirk gets hurt and never plays, and they're not playing him at power forward. And it's like...
Yeah, this is this year only. He was not doing this last year. Last year, he was playing power forward only.
I know. Maybe this is their staging season to see what's happening before they put it in production next
year. That's the other thing, you know, is this is the first year of a four-year deal. They're definitely going to see what they have, you know, how much they can push him. I think in March, he's going to get just a bunch of minutes.
Okay, I can agree with that. By the time he gets to March where there's no... Well, I don't want to say there's no rhyme or reason, but there's pretty much no reason not to just try everything and play young guys. I think he'll play more then, but when everyone's healthy going into a season, I don't think he's going to be a set it and forget it 30 plus minute per game center ever.
Ever? No, probably not.
Okay.
And this is why I like, I think Mejri starting is definitely the way to go. He gets to soak up, you know, 12, 15 minutes against their top center.
Yeah, for sure. Agree with that. And if the other team centers like Rudy Gobert, keep Mejri out there a little bit longer, try to minimize that. But if they're playing the Warriors, then Mejri gets 10 minutes and Powell gets 32 or whatever.
So. Yeah, I mean, the big minutes were against Charlotte, so that absolutely makes sense. That's your, you know, what, Zeller and...
Kaminsky.
Kaminsky might have gotten some of those, yeah. That's perfect for Powell. That's his matchup guy.
Yeah. Okay, well, try to find another fantasy basketball podcast out there where they talk 8 minutes on Dwight Powell.
I own him in 112er. I haven't dropped him. If I need the spot, you know, I'm not going to be sad about losing him.
All right. Let's go even deeper and talk about Captain Barbossa and the Black Pearl.
God, this is not going to last.
Okay. We're getting divorced Amber Heard. Savvy?
I hope that wasn't the accent.
Oh, no, there was no accent tried there. I just went for something. I thought it was fun.
Yep. I'm pretty sure Phoenix gets to play Lakers in New Orleans every night.
I wish.
That last game was not that good.
The last one was fine. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 threes. Yes, 3 turnovers. I see it. And no steals.
No, the 33 minutes. Come on. You should be doing a lot more in 33 minutes.
He played a minute for every year he's been on this earth. Actually, I think he's older than 33, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know if he's playing those anymore. I didn't do anything with it. Did you do anything with it?
No. I didn't even put in... I think I had a 0 REL bid as a backup bid.
Yeah, this screams hot streak. What, Brandon Knight got 16 points, 16 minutes, something like that.
Man, this team is so frustrating. Remember when Tyler Ulis had a little run?
Yeah.
They're just throwing guards like noodles on the wall.
Yeah, there's no chance this lasts. I can't imagine it could possibly survive a 30-minute roll.
Yeah, and there's still TJ Warren to come back at some point. I know they're playing different positions, but...
I'm pretty sure they're not looking at Barbosa as like a, you know, a part of their rebuilding prospects.
You sure about that?
Is he in the second year of his rookie deal? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Rookie lasts for 15 years?
Yeah, he's just drafted, yeah. All right, back to 12er range. Or at least I think so, at least. I've streamed him for some dimes. Brandon Jennings. Had a couple good spot starts. Well, good's relative. Had a couple usable spot starts with Derrick Rose out with back spasms. Rose returned Sunday night against the Lakers. Still got big run, but Brandon Jennings also got good run. 23 minutes, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists for Jennings with 3 threes. Is Jennings a 12er ad for you?
Probably not quite that high. You're still going to probably get those, you know, 20-minute games where he doesn't do a whole lot. It's hard to really find these assists. And, I mean, even with fewer minutes, he's probably out playing Dellavedova. There's something here. I'm not real sure what to do with it. But, yeah, there's something there.
Yeah,
Rose, even with Rose there, he's getting usually in the mid-20s, right?
Yeah, 34 for Rose last night with 23 for Jennings. They had been playing together some. They're really keeping all their guard minutes with Lee, Rose, and Jennings, and really not much else for anyone else.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway here is that Jennings is the actual point guard. When Jennings is out there, he gets assists.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, does he have more assists? Jennings was at 5.2, I believe. I just closed it, and my iPad is so slow.
Yeah, Rose is 4.6.
All right, so Jennings, more assists than Rose. Probably more threes than Rose. I mean, threes is Rose.
Yeah,
too.
Rose is at 0.4 per game.
And Jennings is hitting 1. And field goal percentage is equally awful. It's probably worse for Jennings.
Jennings has turned the ball over way too much. No, Rose is at 465. That's not bad.
Really? Wow. That's interesting. So, all right,
well. He's not shooting threes.
Well, that was, he never shot threes and it was still awful.
I remember him trying it.
He did a little bit.
He used the past couple years, post-injury.
Right when he came off the knee, yeah, was settling for more jumpers. But he's attacking more this year.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He goes 1 per game, 1 per game, 5 per game, 4 per game, 5 per game, 5 per game, 2 per game, 1 per game. Now we sit at 1.5. Yeah, okay. That's how your field goal percent goes up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of things going up, Thaddeus Young, after a stretch of where I would have said he's cuttable. I mean, he was getting more turnovers than assists, steals, and blocks combined for like a couple weeks. But goes ham against the Blazers, 24 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks in 40 minutes with 6 threes. Very bizarre game from Thaddeus Young. Is he definitely a hold in 12ers? He probably is.
Yeah. He has to be. You know, he's played a ton of minutes in the league, but he's not that old.
He just doesn't fit that team. That's a call I got right.
Well, besides his rookie year, we're looking at a career low in field goal attempts.
Yeah, he fits.
Career low in free throw attempts.
Yeah, he's option number 5. I misspoke. He fits the team fine. He can stretch the floor a little bit. He's a quick power forward. Help play some defense, get steals, but he's not gonna. He played on terrible teams. That was always my argument.
Right, those the old assist numbers. I can't really bank on those anymore.
No,
I mean not. Sorry, steals. The old steals numbers. I can't bank on anymore.
Well, either one. They're both down from.
Well, he was never an assist guy. So, well,
yeah.
Wow,
he
3 a game.
He almost had 3 a game with that stretch with the Wolves. Yeah, before they dumped him.
But yeah, so you know, 1.2-ish steals, half a block. You know, he'll still finish top 100, but yeah, he's kind of a throw in a trade to make that trade happen in your favor.
Agreed.
That's kind of how I see him.
And it wasn't too long ago that Nikola Jokic was in the same range, but He's put it together past six or so games. You getting your jock itch back on?
It looks better.
Your jock itch looks better?
I think Roto World is still losing their mind.
you put some baby powder on your jock itch, make it look better?
I don't even know where to go with that.
I don't either. 14.
I mean, numbers right now are almost exactly like they were last year.
Yes, but obviously with some ups and downs, and with him on the up right now, there's the needles pointing up out of your jock itch.
Sure, the minutes haven't really skyrocketed or anything. Obviously, he's much better when Nurkic is not on the floor.
Yeah.
We all knew that. But, you know, the shot blocking, you're getting about one a game right now. I guess that's all right. The steals, you know, it was supposed to be a big part of his game. What do you have, three in his past 10 games? Three total in his past 10 games? So that's not really a part of his game. Yeah, you know, it's the metrics will like him. They'll probably have him finishing top 50. But it's okay.
I'm looking at. If it wasn't
assists, he'd barely be ownable. He'd be Cantor without the assists.
Whoa, harsh words.
I know. He'd be JV without the blocks.
So I'm looking at our handy dandy Razwell player pages and looking at his usage. Pretty interesting. 25.9, 26.7. That was game 2 and 3. And then never got a usage over 20 all the way until November 30th. So you went a month without getting an over 20 usage. And then last three games, 22.8, 16.8, 26.2, 22.2. So just finally getting more assertive on the offense?
Yeah, he's actually taken some free throws. He's had three 10-shot games in the past four. Obviously, his shot goes in. He's a 50-something percent guy. I mean, the back-to-back seven offensive rebounding games, I think, are probably, you know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I would take the under because, you know, he had four straight games of 11 or more rebounds. That's not going to continue. Not with only 25-ish, 26 minutes per game. Now, him and Nurkic still kill each other. Jokic doesn't take enough threes to matter there. So that was, you know, that's not much to look at.
Him and Jokic just kill each other.
Yeah, it's really disappointing that Jokic failed at power forward. For both of them, really.
Yeah. All right, this final segment of our main portion here is called Poop Jokes.
Okay.
No, I don't know where I'm going with that, really.
There's only one of two or three teams we could possibly be talking about.
When you're playing for the Sixers and you feel something in your knickers, diarrhea, diarrhea.
Yeah.
When you play in Philly and your pants feel a little silly, diarrhea, diarrhea.
I got nothing for you there.
a couple of, about a week ago, Okafor gets gastroenteritis or whatever. He was supposed to miss a lot of time. They kicked him off the team. Well, not off the team, but they told him to stay away from the team. But then Sergio Rodriguez got it. White chocolate with... Oh, I don't even need to do anything else with that.
Yeah. White chocolate now. Yeah. So what? Okafor missed three games?
Yeah, but he's back. But now that Sergio's out, stream TJ McConnell if you need some point guard stats to start this week.
I guess. I mean, I don't really have much of a scouting report on Sergio's gut.
Why not? Where's our Razzball basketball doctor?
Oh, he knows, yeah. He sees Sergio all the time. I don't think McConnell's going to leapfrog him or anything.
Yeah. I don't think so either, but McConnell almost got... I don't know why my link to McConnell's page is taking me to Sports Illustrated. How weird is it? Not the Razzball one. I'm so used... I need to get used to doing the Razzball player pages. But anyway, I almost had a triple-double his last game.
Okay.
In the fill-in.
Yeah, Steals. Good job. It was usable.
Yeah, it was a great game. Here we go. Finally catching up here.
Together.
12 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals. Only 3.
Oh, look at those back-to-back wins.
I know. You know what's
up? What do you got? You got Toronto on the 14th, Lakers on the 16th, Brooklyn on the 18th. So you have no back-to-backs coming. No, I'm not interested.
All right. I think if you need a game or two this early week, it might work. When you win back-to-back games and your butt feels like it's in flames, diarrhea. Diarrhea. No. Well, that concludes poop jokes. Anything else from you, Slim, from the last stretch of action here?
I mean, you know, I'm still watching my Denver. So, we got Wilson Chandler out. So, Fareed gets DNP to, you know, usability again.
I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going.
It's not going there. It's all about Fareed and Wilson Chandler.
No, it was going somewhere, and I knew where it was going.
Of course it is. All right, so Darrell Arthur, we really
no,
need to talk about
that's
it.
Not where it's going. That's not where it's going at all. You know better than that. Where is it going? Tell us where it's going.
Yeah. So what? Arthur's questionable for the next one.
Oh no, that's not where it's going. Get us to where we're going.
Yeah. I think. So I really like that. You know, Nurkic, you know, he's been playing a little better, and I think a lot of it is because Fareed's not playing next to him.
No, that's not where it was going at all. We've hit.
I gotta get there. I mean, it's a long path.
Oh, this is going too long. Get us
hard
there,
to get
Slim.
To 18 minutes a game.
Oh.
All right, but you know, Darrell Arthur's starting, playing
no,
20 minutes.
No,
barely able to.
Stop this. Get to where you're going.
Any minute now, Juancho is going to be your starting power forward.
Any
minute now. I'm just waiting for the news to come.
It's going to come
in
2017 or in March.
Yeah, I mean, see, Fareed, I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, I do think Arthur's down, so I guess Fareed should be back in the rotation.
He was the last game. He got 19 and 10 with nothing else after his DMP.
And he did not play in the closing minutes of that game.
I do not believe so. You would know.
Juancho played until about 4 minutes left, and then they brought Arthur in, and he hit a three. But, man, I think Juancho looks so good out there. He hit four threes. You know, they finally passed him the ball. He's going to be a really good stretch four, and playing next to Nurkic – the energy of those two has so much potential. I think that's going to happen.
Gallinari,
I don't know when,
yeah.
But it needs to happen.
Gallinari's on the last year of his deal. Arthur's just depth. Jokic is looking like he can only play center. Fareed is obviously a trade candidate. It could be a more immediate path than anyone else is giving it credit for. If I were just friends with you talking basketball and playing in a different REL, I would be going aggressively after him.
So one of the other things I noticed was in that Washington game, he was actually covering Oubre for a while.
Oh,
so
really?
They're not only playing Juancho at power forward, they're also playing him at small forward.
So in REL, for those who care.
We actually should have been talking about this whole time.
Yeah, I know. Well, so Oubre is 15 and Juancho is 7? Sorry.
Oh, price tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, Oubre is $15 to keep. Juancho is 6.
Juancho is 6. And Slim traded and Oubre away to get Juancho. My former Oubre. I love Oubre still.
Juancho back. I already traded. But yeah, but, you know, I'm streaming. I streamed Oubre last night. I'm still waiting to see how good he did for me.
Yeah. I mean, he has a good game. He gets a really good rebound rate for a wing. And I wouldn't have traded him if I didn't not have a glut of wings on my team already.
If he gets to that 28 or so minute per game roll, he's got 12 reusability.
Agree. I mean, he hits threes, he gets steals. He's KCP with better rebounding rates.
He can rebound, yeah. He's got some big upside.
Yeah.
Keeping his turnovers down right now, hitting his free throws. Yeah, there's a lot to like. I might regret dropping him in the 12er that I picked him up in. He's still available in the JB versus Slim League as of right this second.
Yeah, I mean, he's just tough in a 12-er. I mean, if he doesn't hit his first couple threes and only plays 22 minutes and...
I mean, they are playing him next to... his minutes aren't only coming when Porter doesn't get his. They're playing next to each other a little bit right now.
Yeah.
So that means there's and Markieff is still getting his. So it looks like one of them is playing a little bit of shooting guard.
Well, Oubre's playing there. Scott Brooks is playing everyone a ton of minutes, and Oubre was the only guy off the bench in the last game they played against the Bucks. Before you listen to this, that played more than I remember looking at this. The next highest was Marcus Thornton playing 11 minutes, and then no one else even got over 10. Just playing the starters to death, and Oubre is a pure six
man. They need wins. They just need to win bad.
Yeah. Well, playing Bradley Beal 37 minutes a game is making not getting any less tread on his tires.
No, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
But they paid him, so play him. Play him till the wheels fall off. All
right, well, I might try to trade back for Oubre. I don't know if it'll happen, though.
I mean, you know, in that league, the $15 in the 20-team league, he's basically at, like, not his ceiling by any means. Ceiling is definitely 30s. But he's going to need those 20-plus, 28 minutes to get to $15 this year to be worth that amount.
Yeah, 15's tough for someone that isn't constantly improving. And he is, and he's young, and he'll be worth that easily for the next year or two. He just has
when he starts turning the ball over a couple times, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, all right, Slim, we got to move quickly, but let's hear your theme music for Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Applause, applause.
I just, like, have that in the background.
Yes! What is that from?
It's a little loud.
It's from what?
It's a little loud on my end.
Oh, it's a little loud. Well, yeah, we couldn't hear each other for a second. So. What is that theme music from?
It's early 60s Password. Guess they had a holiday tune.
Oh, holiday theme Password. I'd love to play some of the... I'd love to be on a game show.
I know, it'd be so much fun.
Probably would be fun. All right, Slim.
My heart would be pounding, though.
Well, let's get your heart pounding with this humdinger of a Can We Make Slim Look Stupid edition. Oh, man.
We got two guys outside the top 200.
No, I actually went pretty high end here. You ready?
Okay.
All right, player A, 25.4 points.
Okay, we're talking season long, right? Mm-hmm.
One isn't.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away. All right.
Sure. Okay.
All right. 25.4 points, 3.7 rebounds, 3.4 assists.
Sure.
1.2 steals, 0.2 blocks.
Okay.
2.7 threes.
Okay.
Shooting 45% from the field overall.
And like 89% free throws probably, right?
91.5% free throws.
Yeah.
On 8.3.
Could possibly be Sweet Lou.
Oh my God, why do you ruin the game every time? the free throw volume.
Who else could it be?
I don't know.
Nobody else putting up those kind of numbers.
8.3 for 9.1 free throws.
The free throws gives it away.
I know. Well, this was actually only the last 9 games for Sweet Lou, but I wanted to compare it to player B, who's scoring, okay. This is season long, 27.8 points, so 2 more points.
This is somebody you can't, 27?
Yeah.
Okay.
4.8 rebounds, so uh-huh. An extra board. 5.6 assists.
Wow.
So 2 more assists. But only 0.9 steals, 0.3 blocks.
Oh, people are really unhappy with Yeah, okay, so he's got like 3.5 threes a game. He's probably shooting
50%. Not quite 3.5 threes. 2.7 threes, so the exact same. But and then 7.4 for 8.3 free throws for 88%, which is still really good, but not as good as Lou Williams, since you already know Curry.
You're talking like Curry, right?
No, not
we're Curry. Really unhappy with his steals.
Yeah, Curry's what let me look up his steals real quick. But yeah, Curry got a 7 steal game that really.
Oh, that's right. That. That's right. That kind of that yeah. helps.
Yeah.
27 points. I know DeRozan doesn't have that kind of assist numbers.
Wow, Curry's up to 1.7 steals. Just took that.
That didn't take long.
Yeah, and he only has one steal the past two games too. Only that one big. Yeah, it's not DeRozan. I wanted to do DeRozan at first with Lou's stretch, and it wasn't even close.
Really?
It was close, but it was Lou's past 9 games have been so much better. Yahoo has him top 10 over the last 2 weeks.
Top 10 the last 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. I would say more than likely unsustainable.
For sure.
So is that like Clay maybe?
No, it's not Clay. I mean, what's
20 points?
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah, you're trying to compare him to Lillard.
Hey! Slim wins this
round. Yeah, no, I don't hate that comparison.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Lou's going to drop off, but and Damian's going to get more assists and score a little more points, but the rest was, I mean, they're both shooting exactly 45%, both hitting exactly 2.7 threes, both have crazy free throw volume. It's really, I thought that was an interesting one.
I mean, it definitely would be a career high field goal percent for Lillard.
Yes.
For Lou, would that be career high? Oh, yeah, 47 one year, but it's close.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a 40%. He's got multiple years of 40 to 41.
I've always liked Lou Williams, and I was mad he barely got any minutes to start the year. And I either only drafted him in one or two leagues or streamed him pretty quick. I own no Lou Williams after being his champion for years.
Yeah, but there is no greater sell-high guy right now.
Would you trade Lou Williams?
This is as sell as you can sell as can get.
I know. Would you trade Lou Williams?
I mean, those games, he's averaging almost 20 shots a game.
Would you trade Lou Williams for D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah.
Wow. That would get taken in a heartbeat.
You don't think this is going to – I mean, what did Lou Williams do for the first month of the year?
I can do
that. My big question. Because that's what I think he'll do for the rest of the year. So, October. Well, okay, not October. November. 24 minutes a game, 17 points, 2.6, 3.5 assists, 2 turnovers, 1.2 steals, 1.9 threes.
It's pretty good.
Solid, but I think Russell should have more steals and assists for sure.
Okay. Well, that's a deal that I bet.
Hard to trust the field goal percent for either one of them, really.
That's a deal I bet the Russell owner would take.
Probably, right this second, yeah. I don't think it'll take long, though. I mean, Russell had some games last year that were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, he can definitely go off and, you know, he'll give you 7, 8 threes in a game.
It's a deal afloat now, just saying. So, all right, so I'm looking at tonight's games. 6 on the slate. Ooh, Grizzlies at Cavs. Can you believe that the Grizzlies beat the Warriors by 21? That was unbelievable. And the Grizzlies are 17-8, even with all their injuries. It's crazy.
Yeah, Marcus Gasol's playing great and all, but
he is playing.
This coaching. It's coaching.
Yeah, no more.
No other way to win that kind.
You just love. Oh, you're just biased because he's a former Heat guy. Plot.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. You know, Jermichael's been playing pretty well lately too.
Yeah.
It's amazing with the kind of injuries they have that this depth is able to just score enough points.
What's more amazing, that the Grizzlies are 17-8 or that the Timberwolves are 6-18?
Oh, man. I wouldn't have bet either one of those.
I know.
I'm more surprised by the Timberwolves.
I think I am, too. I mean, you say coaching, everyone reveres Thibodeau.
I don't know about everyone.
Well, a lot of people like him. But revenge game gets to go to Chicago with the 6-8 Timberwolves against the 13-10 Bulls, although some of this might be thrown off by games today. I don't know. Whatever. Anything else good here? Warriors at Pelicans. That should be a blowout. Thunder at Blazers. That should be a fun game.
And Knicks have been winning. I expect them to beat Phoenix easily.
And it's the Poppycockers. Although your boyfriend, the poison goose with the 7 blocks. That was epic.
He had a game.
That was epic.
Yeah, got that. Got the shot back too. Yeah. Field goal percent's been down bad.
He said he had that little knee. He had a knee pinch or something that he's playing through. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of it. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll get loosened up. He'll go to Phoenix with all the other retired people around there.
It'll make it a lot easier to
get some
get a little humidity out of the air. Yeah.
Get some physical therapy from all the people that do that there. Top 10 scorers so far: Westbrook, Brown, Cousins, DeRozan, Lillard, Harden. Wow, DeRozan, Lillard, and Harden are all tied with 27.8 points at the time of this. That's interesting. Three-way tie at fourth. Then Isaiah Thomas, Durant, Jimmy Butler, and Stephen Curry. Who do you have for 30 points? You got the last point. We both missed last time.
We both should have gone with was that the Butler one?
I can't remember.
He's been doing better. He's the one that's been climbing the list.
Last Thursday is so long ago. Jimmy Butler he's ninth, so can't do it anymore.
I don't trust either of those Cavs in that Memphis game.
Yeah.
I don't trust the game flow.
LeBron is off a really good, and it's still so weird that LeBron is an option for this game.
Wow, Phoenix has nobody that can guard Goose. Yeah, give me Porzingis.
Goose! Getting that desert humidity. Oh, nice. Can I pick Westbrook against the Blazers? Will you handicap me picking the number one score for that
handicapped
game?
You? So you got Westbrook minus minus Samaj?
I take that.
You take it? Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, if there's no Oladipo, that's actually kind of close.
No Oladipo makes me thinking about McCollum, but Collins let me down twice now. I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Kyrie against the hodgepodge point guards, maybe. I mean, LeBron did just come off the 44-point game.
You want to go Barbosa.
See, Schroeder had 30 points.
There you go.
The weekend. Clay.
Yeah, they only had a couple of assists, but I guess that happens when you're scoring every time.
Let's just, it's not a tough matchup against the Pelicans. Klay Thompson's kind of been taking a back seat after his huge game. He steps it up again. Klay Thompson it.
Yeah, this is the kind of game where they might just all, pass him the ball a bunch of times and let him have fun.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. So, a lot of good options for only 6 games, so. There you go. Be sure to make your 30-point challenge picks on this podcast post. Check the JB versus Slim 30-point challenge board. You can see that in the main menu, in the podcast tab, and the board there. Slim, this has been fun. We went longer than usual. Longer-ish. It was too much fun today. You just couldn't get there with your wancho. Why couldn't you get there?
I know. What a waste of 5 minutes.
Oh.
I'm 5 minutes older.
What was more of a waste? Our 5 minutes about Wancho or our 10-minute segment only about Dwight Powell?
Yeah, if you want Dwight Powell covered, I think we got you.
Well, that's what's fun about this podcast. We talk about the guys on the peripheries that you might be picking up or deep league plays. No one wants to hear about how good LeBron James is for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we just know he's no Lou Williams, that's all.
Yeah, that's true. He's not a top 10 player. All right, Slim, we'll be back on Thursday morning. And be sure to have a good first few games of your week this week. And Slim, catch you.
Yes, sir.